Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, here we go. It's time for the Monday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again to take you on this 10-minute sports journey of ours, where we have college football to get to with a big Georgia win, a close call for Georgia Tech, and a Falcons game with Tampa that was close until it wasn't. But we start with the Braves, who got a very big win yesterday, 3-0 over the Giants, to salvage a game in their three-game series. Max Fried was outstanding in the win. The Braves needed it. He went 7 innings, gave up just 3 hits, no runs, walked 1, and struck out 5. The Braves' offense, which is mostly about the home run ball right now, they got 2 of them, and that was the extent of the offense. Adam Duvall hit a big 2-run homer in the 7th. That was his 36th of the season to make it 2-0. Eddie Rosario followed it with his 12th home run, and he's been really good. Eddie hit for the cycle yesterday. That's the 2nd Brave to hit for the cycle this season. Again, the Braves' offense, well, there's not much beside the home run. Rosario hits a triple in the 5th inning with 1 out, but neither Darno or Dansby could get him home. Jock Peterson doubles in the 6th, but Ozzie Albee struck out and Freddie Freeman grounded out. It was another game where the Braves struggled outside of the home run ball. They were 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They were just 5-for-30 in their past 4 games in those situations. I keep saying that's got to improve, but again, this team is so reliant on the home run ball. Why yesterday was so big? Friday night, the Braves lost 6-5, a game that could have been arguably the best win of the season with the Travis Darno 3-run home run in the 9th to give the Braves that 5-4 lead. But Will Smith happened. And we've seen Will Smith happen way too much in the 9th, where he's gotten 2 outs, 2 strikes, and then he gives up, in this case, the game-tying home run. Braves' extra-inning offense, which they've had those issues, that cropped up again, so they lost that one. They lose 2-0 on Saturday night, so the win yesterday was much needed. Braves continue their West Coast trip tonight in Arizona. Tukey will go against Luke Weaver at 9:40. The Braves lead the East by 2 games over the Phillies, 3 in the all-important loss column. Braves have 15 games left. Phillies have 13 left. Philly begins a stretch now where their schedule really lightens up. They just won 2 of 3 in New York. They'll get a stretch of Baltimore and Pittsburgh for their next 7 games. So things will tighten up even more if the Braves can't take care of their business in Arizona. Remember, Philly is here after the Braves finish up in Arizona and San Diego on the final homestand of the season. We're all brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. Go check out my friend Sean Daly and the great crew. Downtown Woodstock on Main Street, what you'll see is a walk-up window where you can order your drinks before you even walk through the door. When you do walk through the doors, you'll see wall-to-wall flat screens where I know everybody enjoyed their football weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, college and professional games. You've got billiards, you've got darts, you've got an incredible chef-inspired menu to enjoy all your favorite classics. But most of all, you've got this massive big screen. It's one of the biggest screens in the city. And all those, you know, great views of all the great games everywhere you want. Go check them out for lunch today. Mention the Daily 10 podcast. They'll take 10% off your lunch order. Again, mention the Daily 10, 10% off your lunch order at the Daily Draft. Find out more at thedailydraft.net. Ask about the game day platter, the tailgate box. They have it all for you at the Daily Draft. All right, let's move on to the college football now, where Georgia had another dominant victory, this time over South Carolina, 40-13 on Saturday night. The defense did what the defense keeps doing. JT Daniels got the start, and he looked sharp early. JT was 3-for-3 on his first drive, 44 yards. James Cook finished that drive with a 23-yard touchdown. Georgia was off and running with a 7-0 lead. Next drive, JT Daniels hit Jermaine Burton on a 43-yard touchdown pass. Georgia was rolling. They're up 14-0. JT Daniels started that game 8-for-9, 119 yards, and a touchdown. So, of course, it was time for Stetson Bennett to come in, right? Stetson comes in for no apparent reason. His first pass, he sails it high. It's intercepted by South Carolina. Again, not sure why Kirby felt the need to play Bennett there, but more on that in a minute. JT Daniels came back in on the next drive, hits A.D. Mitchell for a 38-yard touchdown, and the Dogs were off and running. They had a safety and a field goal. They led at the break 26-6. When it was all said and done, JT Daniels finished 23 for 31, 293 yards, three touchdowns, and he had an interception. So back to the decision to put Stetson Bennett in the game. Here's Kirby Smart with a very long-winded explanation of why he felt the need to take JT out after a hot start and play Stetson Bennett.
Yeah, to be honest with you, you know, JT was not 100% all week, and he practiced all week, but he didn't necessarily go to one full time. We didn't know if he was going to be able to go on Monday, and we thought Stetson really practiced well, and he and JT rolled all week, and we told him, I guess it was Thursday or Friday, and we called him in and said, hey, look, you're both going to play, and we think JT's healthy enough to go, but we're going to play Stetson. And it's an unfortunate deal. Brock's route was a little shallow. And he, you know, probably shouldn't have thrown it there. He threw a little high, sailed on him, and got it picked. So, unfortunately for Stetson, but he did have a good week of practice. And I've said it all along, and I continue to say it and stand by it. I have a lot of confidence in our quarterbacks, a lot of confidence in our quarterbacks. I can't say that I've ever had as much confidence in three to four guys that I've ever had. So, Stetson earned that right.
One more little nitpick of mine, and this is because I've talked about Georgia needing to show, I think, everybody the dominance on both sides of the ball. Georgia had 40 points with 7:37 left in the third quarter. I wanted them to get to 50. I just keep putting up 50s and show everybody we're great defensively, but we have a big-time offense. Instead, Georgia threw a pick. They fumbled a ball from Kendall Milton, and then they punted in their final opportunity. So Georgia, on the whole, it was a, you know, another dominant performance. They did give up a touchdown defensively. It took till the fourth quarter of the third game, and South Carolina got in the end zone. Georgia now gets ready to head to Vandy this Saturday at 12 o'clock. Georgia Tech had an opportunity. So they lost 14-8 at Clemson on Saturday on a game that started Saturday afternoon that went deep into the night with an hour and 53-minute weather delay. Georgia Tech was down 7-0 at that point with just 32 seconds left in the half, driving to try to tie the game. That's when the weather cropped up, the lightning caused everybody off the field, and Georgia Tech at that point had to regroup, try to get the momentum back. It was a 7-3 game in the fourth quarter. Georgia Tech forces a fumble, but they couldn't take advantage of that. I thought the biggest play of the game was Clemson was faced with a 3rd and 14, and DJU came up with a big 14-yard bruising run that kept that drive alive, and Clemson would get a Will Shipley touchdown to make it 14-3 with under 9 minutes left. Then Georgia Tech took 7 minutes off the clock. It was a really good drive, but they were down 11. They had to settle for a field goal to make it 14-6 with a minute 19 left. Didn't see the urgency, the up-tempo, but they did get the onside kick. Had an opportunity to get down to the Clemson 2-yard line, but couldn't punch it in with four plays from there. And then, oddly, Clemson, from inside their 1-yard line, fumbles the ball trying to run out of the end zone. They fall back on it for a safety. So it was a 14-8 game with 10 seconds left, and that's how it finished up. Georgia Tech now gets ready for North Carolina Saturday night at 7:30 against Mercedes-Benz. They lost the game, but you want to take some positive momentum. They're certainly outmanned in a game like that against Clemson. And while there are no moral victories, they've got to feel good about the fact that that gap was as close as it was, considering last year was 73-7. 2 years ago was 52-14. But you got to take that momentum and play well against North Carolina on Saturday and don't give any of it back. All right, let's move on to the Falcons, who lost 48-25 to Tampa yesterday. If you didn't see the game, you're not going to believe me. But this was a close game in the fourth quarter until it wasn't. The Falcons are down 3 with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 28-25, and they had the ball. They get 8 yards on first down, and that's when things just went to hell. Tampa scored 3 touchdowns in a 7-minute span to take the 48-25 lead with 4 minutes left. Up until that point, I was really encouraged with the fight the Falcons showed and the better execution in the game. But when you play a really good team like Tampa and you don't execute certain things, like the Falcons got stuffed on a 3rd and 1 late in the game, there was a bad punt. Tampa got a short field. They scored a touchdown and then 2 pick sixes off tipped passes and the game got away. Matt Ryan was 35 of 46 in the game for 300 yards and a couple of TDs. He did have the 3 interceptions. He also had a very impressive 2-point conversion on a read option to pull the Falcons within 3. But here's what I mean. The Falcons were better in a lot of areas. They were 4 for 4 in the red zone. I thought Cordarrelle Patterson had a really nice game. A couple of touchdowns, 1 on the ground, 1 in the air. The Falcons sacked Tom Brady 3 times. They got a forced fumble. But outside of that, the things that bit them. The Falcons missed on 2 3rd and 1s. They missed on a 4th and 1. There were 2 really bad punts. Tampa had some short fields. And again, against an offense like that, you can't make those mistakes. The Falcons' margin for error is so razor thin that they can't lose the turnover battle to many teams, especially Tampa. Tom Brady, who doesn't age, was 24 for 36 passing, 276 yards, 5 touchdowns. Brady now has 9 TDs in 2 weeks. Remember, he's 44 years old. He's got 9 touchdowns in 2 weeks. So, yeah, none of it makes any sense, but he keeps getting better as the rest of the world ages. So the Falcons are 0-2. Here's the saving grace. They have a schedule now that gives them an opportunity over the next 3 weeks to get a couple of wins. They'll go to New York and face the 0-2 Giants this Sunday. They're back home in 2 weeks against a pretty average-looking Washington team who's 1-1. And then in 3 weeks, they make the trip to London against what looks like maybe the worst team in the league with the Jets, who are 0-2 and doing nothing to protect their young quarterback in Zach Wilson. So if they can take some of what they did well, again, cut down on some more of the mistakes, I think they have an opportunity to find a win or two in this next couple of weeks. It'll be interesting, but there again, there was some good to the game. The bad is that you just can't make some of those mistakes. The short yardage stuff, the bad punts, which I found out again this morning, the Falcons are going to bring in punters for tryouts this week, which is not a big surprise considering, you know, Tampa dominated that game when it came to field position, which was another element if the Falcons were going to try to stay in it even longer than they did, was going to have to be on their side. So, again, Falcons 0-2. How does that, like, add up in a 17-game season? We always know starting 0-2 in the 16-gamer was always a concern. What's it going to mean for the 17-gamer? We'll see. And we'll see if they can find a win next Sunday against the New York Giants. If you guys would, hit the subscribe button or follow this podcast wherever it is you get your favorite pods. Also, leave us a review or rating. We would appreciate all the above. You could also check out the Daily Draft downtown Woodstock. Go find them at thedailydraft.net. I'll be on the radio on 680 The Fan this afternoon. We're back again tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com and then call us for a free in-home consultation.